Well, that was a surprise. It's not even midnight. And it appears that a blaggers convention is going on in the streets outside in Stockholm. I wanted to pop out. I was getting a little bit peckish. I know it's too late to really be eating, but I kept looking at the minibar and this massive pile of expensive snacks and thought I'll just nip out and get something to nibble on and maybe a beer. And and the moment I step out of the hotel, a guy kind of steps out of the shadows and tries to sell me a watch. He had more than one watch. And it reminded me of the scams you get in the UK where you're walking along and some guy in a very flashy car pulls up and says, "Hi, I'm just coming back from an exhibition. I've got a few watches left over. And I'm going to give you this at an extra special price." And he totally looks the part. And then when you look at the watch, it looks like a, you know, a diamond encrusted Rolex, the kind of watch you would never really likely wear. Or if you did wear those kind of watches, you wouldn't buy them from a car on the street. And but he was trying to do a kind of cut down version, just in his jacket, not a car. I just said politely, "No, thanks very much," smiled and walked off, as you do. I hadn't gone 20 paces before another guy approaches me and, you know, like he's a long lost friend. "Hi, how you doing?" I'm thinking, whoa, how does he know I speak English? Or maybe he doesn't speak any other language and that's what he's... He says he's, well, he obviously did speak another language because he said he was from Zanzibar and he was saying, "You know Zanzibar, Hakuna Matata, you know Zanzibar." And I'm like, well, you know, that's actually a large area of Africa. I did work around the West and East Africa momentarily. And he's like, "Oh, fantastic. Anyway, I've been stuck in Sweden for ages." And then, oh, we cut into the chase now. And he gave me this slightly shallow sounding sob story about how he was desperately trying to get some money together. I couldn't help but notice he had stepped away from a bar and his beer, I think, I'm assuming it was his beer because his mates were kind of watching on, was on the side there. And I just didn't, you know, when you just don't trust somebody. And besides, I've heard very similar stories multiple times. Reminded me actually of being in Nice interrailing many years ago, in fact 91, and myself and a mate Dave had just been listening to this guy for so long about how he desperately needed to get back because everybody in his family was dying from something or other and yada yada yada, and he had these gold rings he was trying to sell. And we both knew they weren't gold, yet we gave him a fiver for one of these gold rings and he was really happy and ran off. And then I remember, like, 2-3 days later, the gold had worn off it and we kind of chuckled to ourselves. But we still did feel a little bit like, was it really worth the act? Fiver was a lot of money back then. So I just said to this guy as well, "Thank you, no thank you very much." I said actually no thank you in a couple of different African dialects. I said "Hani Abaraka, Didit Jerijev," and he kind of smiled as well, and we parted company. I'm thinking, what's the chance of that? Two people trying to scam me. Then I went into a shop, a 7-Eleven, and bought a beer, which is here, and some overpriced water that says it's got antioxidants and vitamins in, which is, you know, that's a scam in itself. And the girl behind the counter looked at me in a really weird way and I said, "Can I have a small bag, please?" And she went off and got a small bag and then she shortchanged me. Just totally, obviously shortchanged me. It was only a couple of quid, but it's a couple of quid. And I said, "No, I need more change than that." She's like, "No, you gave me..." I says, "I didn't." And it was obvious I didn't. And she gave me the change and she looked all coy. And I left. Hang on a second. I think I've been scammed 5 times. Right, so straight afterwards, I go into a kebab house. Ah, not technically scammed because the guy tried it on. He was trying to scam me, like the others, I suppose. So I say, "How much is that falafel wrap thing?" 49, it says in big letters, 49. He says, "Oh, not now, not now. It's nighttime prices, so it's more than that." And both the other guys in the counter kind of looked at him as if to say, nighttime prices. What's that all about? And I guess because I'd walked in, my Swedish is, you know, I know two words. So I guess he was just thinking, let's have a go. I says, how much is it then? It's 52. It's 52 after he looks at his watch, 10 o'clock. Like, that's hardly night time for a kebab house. I says, well, I've only got 49, which I must admit was a bit of a lie. And he says, I'm afraid it's 52. And I says, well, okay then, see you later. And I walked out. And as I walked out of the shop and up past the window, because I saw another kebab house up the road, I could see his boss going, what are you playing at? That's a perfectly good sale we could have had then. You give him nighttime prices, scam. For God's sake, man. You should have just let him have it for 40, yada, yada. So that was quite funny to watch him get reprimanded. I'm thinking, whatever next? And the final place I had something, I went in there and I says, how much is your falafel? And he says, is this actually interesting? Are you still listening to this? I'm documenting it for myself more than anything. And he says it's 45. And I was like, a bargain, cheaper than the other place. And it looks even better. And I says, I'll have some of that, please. So I give him 214, sorry, I give him 100 note and 5 coins, expecting to get 50 back. Anyway, I was expecting more change than he gave me, and he kind of kept the coins, and he gave me a funny look again. The funny look, as if, did he see that sleight of hand that wasn't very slight at all? And I says, can I have the rest of the change, please? And he was like, oh, I forgot. And I says, yeah, right. Just like, I'm getting used to this now. Like, do I look like some kind of gullible tourist? And he gave me a free Diet Coke. It's kind of to say sorry. He says, have a free drink for my mistake. Okay, then. Weird thing was, like, 3 minutes later, like, loads of police walked in, and I thought they were going to arrest him, but no, they were just there for kebabs. Anyway, mission accomplished. Partly accomplished, I guess, because this beer I'm opening is 3.5%. And not that I'm fussy, you know, I drink ales, which are quite often 3.5%. But when you've got no taste in lagers on the whole, you expect at least a 4 or a 5%. And it's just hard to get it around here. I guess they're not allowed strong alcohol because everybody gets drunk all the time, allegedly. So this is to celebrate not getting ripped off overtly, just getting ripped off for buying expensive medium alcohol beer and fake vitamin water stuff. Exciting. Nearly midnight in Stockholm.